I'd like to turn to Hebrews in chapter 1. If you have been coming to this church for some time, you know that one of the main things we stress in this church is the new covenant. The word covenant means an agreement. The Bible is divided into two parts, Old Testament, New Testament. That is Old Covenant and New Covenant. And here it says in the very first verse, God, Hebrews 1 verse 1, God, after He spoke long ago to the fathers, that is to all the Old Testament saints, through the prophets, in many portions and in many ways. And that's the entire Old Testament. He's talking about that in that verse. Has now, in these last days, spoken to us in His Son, whom He has appointed heir of all things through which He made the world. Verse 1 is a description of the Old Testament. The only way they could hear God in those days was through the prophets. And there were not prophets there all the time. There were many false prophets. Occasionally there were some true prophets. But most of the time they didn't have any prophets. But now He's not primarily speaking to us through any prophets or through any man. He's speaking to us in Christ. So the important thing here is that should come to us is, if all you hear is a preacher on a Sunday morning or a preacher on YouTube or some message you hear, you're really back under the old covenant, because that's how God spoke under the old covenant. He does use men. But if He's a true prophet, He will not point to Himself. He will not want you to listen just to Him. He will point to Christ and seek to lead you to listen to Christ in your life. So I fear that many of us are very faithful in listening to what is taught in the church, and probably understood many things that are being taught here as well. But what I want to ask you, my dear brothers and sisters, is, if God is speaking through Jesus, do you hear Jesus speaking to you directly through the Holy Spirit? Otherwise, you have missed the most important thing in the Christian life. Long ago He spoke through the prophets in many ways, but now He has spoken to us in Christ. Has He spoken to you in Christ? The Bible is, I think, one reason why God did not allow the Bible to be printed for 1,400 years after Christ, is because He wanted to show that it's not through a book that we come to know God. The Bible is very important. But if, I've often thought about this, that if the Bible is the most important thing for the Christian life, God would have definitely allowed printing to be discovered at least 100 years before Christ, so that as soon as the Gospels, as soon as Jesus came and the Holy Spirit came, all the teachings could be printed and every Christian could have a copy of the Bible so that they could read it. And that's very significant to me, that God did not allow that. Because the primary way through which God speaks to us today, He uses the Bible, is through the Holy Spirit, who exalts Christ. And the first thing the Holy Spirit does in our life is give us an assurance that God has accepted us and that our sins are forgiven. And I want to ask you, not what you believe because somebody showed you a verse in the Bible. Yeah, there are verses in the Bible that we believe. God's word is given to us to have faith. But there are so many people who have read the Bible and who believe so many things in it, who are in hell today. I'll tell you that honestly. Because they never came in touch with Christ. They came in touch with a book. Or they went to a church and they heard a preacher. I don't want a single person sitting here listening to me today to end up in hell. Hell is real. I'll tell you, it's very real. And there are a lot of people who are going to end up there. Not because they don't know the Bible, no. But because they don't walk in the light. In other words, they're not honest. They are not truthful. They are not humble. I would give you two bits of advice if you want to really fellowship with God and escape eternal damnation. One is always be totally, totally honest with God and with yourself. That's number one. When your conscience convicts you of something wrong, don't argue with your conscience. Don't justify yourself. No, 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 but it's because of this I did it, because of that. The moment you start saying that, your conscience will keep quiet. It won't trouble you again. And you have lost the most important voice that God put inside you. You can argue with people, but don't argue with your conscience. You can argue with me if you like. Course, I won't argue back. I'll just leave you to say what you want to say. But if you argue with your conscience, that when your conscience tells you that was wrong, the way you spoke to your wife was wrong, the way you spoke to your husband was wrong, the way you did that was wrong, that was unrighteous, that financial transaction you did in the office, that signature you put to a document is a lie. And you argue with your conscience and say, no, 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 but this, but because of this, because of that. I tell you, you have started on your pathway to hell that moment. And you don't have anybody, you don't blame the devil. Blame yourself for not listening to your conscience. That is the first thing. And when God speaks to you that way, if you keep following your conscience, the Holy Spirit will see that you are sincerely seeking to live according to the light you have. He will lead you to Christ. And you'll finally be able to hear Jesus Himself speaking to your heart. So, to me, the most wonderful thing is not to be able to read the Bible. I've read the Bible for so many years. But every day my longing is that Jesus Himself will speak to me. I want to have a relationship with Christ like, you know, it's like a newly married wife. If she really loves her husband, every morning she wants to talk to her husband. And even though I've known Jesus for 64 years nearly, I'm like a newly married bride of Christ. I want to hear Him every day, more than anybody else. I say, Lord, I want You to speak to me. Because Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Do you know that verse? If you don't know, please look at it. It's the first word that Jesus spoke in His ministry. The very first words that Jesus spoke, Matthew 4 and verse 4, the very first words that Jesus spoke in His ministry was, man shall not live by bread alone. That means by food or by all his earthly needs. If man is to live spiritually, He has to hear every word that God speaks. You must have a longing in your heart, my brother, sister, to hear everything that God speaks. And if you read the Word of God, your aim must not be just to know the Bible, but God must speak to me. And He must lead me to Christ, and I must have a personal relationship with Jesus where I can speak to Him, and spiritually, inwardly, I see Him every day.